Om Shanti, this is the Sakar Murli of the 25th of March 2022. Essence, sweet children, the Father is your father, teacher and guru. Belong to him while alive and become threaded in the rosary around his neck. Question, on the basis of which faith do you children become firm Brahmins? Answer, the first faith you have is that whatever you can see with your eyes, including your bodies, is old, that this world is very dirty and not worth living in. We receive our inheritance of the new world from the Father. On the basis of this faith, you belong to the Father and you die to this old world and your old bodies while alive. You have the faith that it is only from the Father that you receive the kingdom of the world. Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. Children sing this song. Those whose intellects have turned to stone sing this song in order to become those with divine intellects. There is also a worldly song which goes, the stones sang a song. Those stones do not sing a song, but human beings with stone intellects sing songs. You have now received godly intellects. God has given his children intellects. When we belong to God, we forget the whole world, including our bodies, because this world is not worth living in. It is very dirty and there are lots of problems in it. There is a lot of mundane business. There is no happiness here, and this is why we become threaded in the garland around your neck. We have the faith that we are souls and that we belong to you. Therefore, our hearts are removed from the old world and old bodies, because we also know that we are to receive our inheritance of the new world from you. Until you have this faith, you cannot become Brahmins. Belong to the Father while alive. Only the incorporeal Father is called Baba. You are our Father, teacher and Satguru. You are also the one who gives us instant visible fruit. You are the one who, as the Father, gives us our inheritance of the kingdom of the world. In the form of the teacher, you give us all the knowledge of Brahmand and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. In the form of the Satguru, you will take us back with you to the land of liberation, and then send us into liberation in life. Baba, we will go back with you. You are our true Satguru. Those gurus do not take anyone back with them. They don't even know about the path to liberation or liberation in life. Those people call the Father omnipresent. And so who would give us the inheritance? Whom would they call God? You children know that you now belong to incorporeal Shiv Baba. Our body consciousness has now broken. We are now following your directions. You say, remove your intellects from bodily relations. Have the faith that you are souls and remember me. When you souls leave your bodies, when you die, the whole world is dead to you. There are then no relations. Until you enter your mother's womb, there is no world for you. You are completely separate from the world. The father now says, Children, forget everything while alive and belong to me. I will take you back with me. This world is going to end. Deities never come into the impure world. People clean everything before they invoke Lakshmi. However, this is not the golden age that Lakshmi would come. In that case, where would Narayan come from? Why have they shown Mahalakshmi with four arms? No one understands that that is the dual form. There cannot be anyone with four arms, as in the picture they have created. In that case, they should also show two faces. They would never show four legs, because there cannot be such human beings. It is all for explaining to others that that dual form is of Lakshmi and Narayan. If they were separate, they would have two arms and two legs each. The father says, First of all, inspire them to have the faith that your father is the father, teacher, and guru, and that he will take all of us back home. That one doesn't have any disciples, etc., who would give you knowledge after he goes, or who would take you back with them. The father explains, You now have to return home because the play is coming to an end. The father says, I am the bestower of salvation and the purifier of all. I am the death of all deaths. They have visions of the demons of death because they continue to commit sin. And so they experience punishment for that. However, there are no demons of death. A soul sheds a body and takes another. When a soul receives punishment in a womb, he cries out in distress. First of all, inspire the children to have the faith that that one is our father, teacher, and Satguru. And only that one has to be remembered. There is also only one creator. There aren't 10 or 100 creators, nor are there 10 worlds. Children say, Baba, I will become a garland around your neck. Then our rosary of Rudra will be created. At this time, you Brahmins are effort makers. Your rosary, brackets garland, cannot be created because you climb and fall. You know that you will become the garland of Baba and then the garland of Vishnu. First of all, your incorporeal rosary will go to the supreme abode. And then the corporeal rosary will go to the land of Vishnu. People do not know about these things. Children say, We belong to you while alive. Otherwise, corporeal human beings adopt corporeal human beings. Here, incorporeal Shiv Baba adopts you incorporeal souls. Through Brahma, he says, O souls, you belong to me. He doesn't say, You corporeal beings belong to me. Here the incorporeal souls say to the incorporeal one, I belong to you. However, those people who adopt others see their bodies. They don't even consider themselves to be souls. What would they receive if brother adopts a brother? Here the father adopts you in order to give you the inheritance. These are very deep matters. Those who study very well will be able to make these things sit in their intellects. The incorporeal father says, renounce the consciousness of your bodies and belong to me, and I will take you back with me to the incorporeal world. The Krishna soul cannot be called the supreme soul. That soul takes the full 84 births. There was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The king is the king and the queen is the queen. Each one has received his own individual part. They take 84 births. It is not a matter of just one. Everyone has to take rebirth. You children have to explain how the cycle of 84 births continues. When you speak of 8.4 million births, everything is spoilt. You wouldn't even be able to remember anything of hundreds of thousands of years. You now remember everything. Today the world is corrupt and tomorrow it will be elevated. We can also write just like Shastraji wrote. We will definitely create New India. However, New India can only exist in the New World. There are no religions apart from the deity religion. There are now many religions in Bharat. There are many types of branches and twigs. All of those are of the end period. It has also been shown that Lakshmi and Narayan have now become Brahma and Saraswati. Then Brahma and Saraswati will become Lakshmi and Narayan. This is why they show Vishnu emerging from Brahma and Brahma emerging from Vishnu. You are now becoming part of the clan of Vishnu. The mercury of happiness will rise in those who understand very well that the play is truly about to end. When you speak of a play, you remember its beginning, middle, and end. Those among you who are sensible and have understanding will be able to remember the unlimited drama. First, there were the Sun and Moon Dynasty kingdoms, and then others came. Then they became part of the Merchant and Shudra dynasties. We souls have taken 84 births like this. Many of you are unable to remember this. You need to understand the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. This is a play of 5,000 years. Let this remain in your intellects. This soul is so tiny, he plays a part of 84 births. The Supreme Soul is also so tiny. He too is bound to play his part. He is bound by the drama. When it is the confluence age, the time emerges for him to play his part. In the scriptures, they have written that God had the thought of creating a new world. However, it has been written in such a way that no one can understand it. all of those matters are of the past. You are playing your parts in a practical way. You know that he is all three, your father, teacher, and guru. You would never say this of a worldly father. A guru would be called a guru. Here, all three are one. These are matters that have to be understood. Only God, the Father, is called the knowledgeful one. He has the knowledge of the whole tree because he is living. He comes and gives you all the knowledge. You children know that you will now shed your bodies and go back home with Baba. When you have become Karmateet, you will not have any evil spirits in you. The number one evil spirit is of body consciousness. Ravan is the head of all those evil spirits. It is in Bharat that they burn Ravan, but they do not know what Ravan is. People don't know since when they started celebrating Dashera, Raksha Bandhan, and Deepamala. Will Ravan eventually die, or will he always continue like that? They can't tell. They burn Ravan, but he becomes alive again, because this is his kingdom. There is no Ravan in the Golden Age. There, children are born through the power of yoga. Since you become the masters of the world through the power of yoga, can children not be created through the power of yoga? Ravan doesn't exist there, so there is no question of any type of indulgence. This is why Krishna is called Yogeshwar, brackets, Lord of Yoga. He is completely viceless. Yogis never indulge in sensual pleasures, brackets, bogi. If they were to indulge in sensual pleasures, they couldn't have yoga. You are now studying yoga. By becoming those who indulge in sensual pleasures, those who indulge in the vices, you are unable to have yoga. You children receive the combined inheritance of the father, teacher, and guru. The Sat Guru takes everyone back with him. He will take everyone back anyway, but you become the garland around his neck. The bridegroom will take all the brides back. Then the procession or clan of those of Islam will follow, and then those who belong to the Buddhist clan will follow. All souls have to go and sit in their own sections. A soul is a star. These matters have to be understood very well. Only those who are fortunate will imbibe these things and explain them to others. They then write the praise. So-and-so explained to me, and my intellect opened completely. She gave me the donation of life. They then develop love for that one. They continue to remember that one, and they then have to be freed from her. An agent is not remembered. Once the agent has done his work, that's it. The bride then remembers the bridegroom. Brahma too is just an agent. It is Shiv Baba who has to be remembered. This agent also remembers that one. There is no praise of this one. This one is impure. He first entered this one, and then made him pure. One is impure and the other one is pure. The Brahma in the subtle region is pure. His face also has to be shown. This explanation is given over and over again. However, only when someone comes and belongs to the Father and says, "Baba, I now belong to you. You are my father, teacher, and Satguru," would the Father then say, "I also accept you." However, remember that you mustn't cause me to lose my honour. After belonging to me, don't indulge in vice. In fact, at this time, all are residents of hell. They remember heaven. They say, "So-and-so has become a resident of heaven." "Oh, but where is heaven?" If that person went to heaven, why then do you invite him to eat the food here? They feed impure Brahmin priests in the impure world. No one is pure, but no one can understand this tiny matter. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Don't have love for the agent who gives you knowledge, but remember Shiv Baba alone. He is the one who gives you the donation of life. 2. Maintain unlimited happiness by keeping this unlimited play in your intellect. Renounce any consciousness of your body and practice being bodiless. Blessing. May you be an actor with a hero-heroine part and share your treasure of happiness from your full stock. The duty of confluence-aged Brahmins is to be constantly happy and to share that happiness, but your stock has to be full to do this. Now, as delicate times come closer, many souls will come to ask you for a little happiness. Therefore, you have to do so much service that no one goes away empty-handed. For this, let there always be signs of happiness on your face. Never let your face show an off mood, any signs of being defeated by Maya, or of being disheartened. Be constantly happy and continue to share that happiness. You will then be called a hero-heroine actor. Slogan: to give regard to one another's advice is to bind the gathering with a thread of unity. Om Shanti.